Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It's Raleen Marks. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. And I just have to warn you and listeners, we are joined in my studio this side by a really vocal bird. So if you do hear loud chirping in the background.
Chirping is something that we are used to on the Morning Mayhem, you should know.
We are used to it. And I tell you, this bird can be a little bit impolite when you're trying to have a conversation. So apologies
Welcome
in advance for this really curious and vocal bird.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, Raleen Marks, how are you? How's your week been?
I have to tell you, it has been a very, very difficult week for us in Israel, especially following last week's tragedy at Meron, as we all try and make sense of what happened and as we start preparing for the investigations. And of course this week we've seen an uptick in terror attacks and a loss of another life, which has been really, really just so heartbreaking. The young Yehuda Guetta, 19 years old, from Jerusalem, killed or rather died as a result of his wounds sustained in a drive-by shooting on Sunday. And you and I know, Howard, that the terrorist that carried this out, even though he happens to be an American citizen, will no doubt receive a massive salary coming from the Palestinian Authority as part of their pay-for-slay scheme. Mm.
You know, until they stop that, until they stop the pay-for-slay, which is just the most grotesque, perverted way of looking at the world and of functioning. Until they stop that, unfortunately, this will continue.
Well, absolutely. It creates an economy of terror, and further creating an economy of terror is the incredible report we received yesterday, made public by the Shin Bet, the Shabak. Very unusual. They don't make these kind of statements very, very often, but they have released a very damning report that EU countries, in their thinking that the money that they were donating to various so-called humanitarian organizations or NGOs that work with the Palestinians for humanitarian projects, has in fact been funneled to the terror group, the PFLP, that's the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. And this money is being used to fund terror activities. And yesterday, no sooner than they had released their statement, a statement came out from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs calling on EU countries to stop the financing. So this is quite massive news here this morning in Israel.
Yeah, yeah, it's just quite unbelievable. There was a lot of story, there was a lot of discussion this week around Anne Frank, and I even said to you at some point during the week, why is Anne Frank being spoken about, trending on Twitter? Because it just didn't make any sense to me. Tell us what happened with this.
Well, this is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, like you, I saw hashtag Anne Frank trending, and I thought, well, let's go see what this is about. And I kind of regretted. In fact, I've actually written an article in a fit of pique.
You're right, as one does.
But basically what has happened, and we've seen this throughout the coronavirus pandemic, and you and I've discussed it numerous times, this absolute appropriating of Holocaust symbols, of narratives, of the experience to try and put it onto another occurrence in history or to try and make it fit somebody else's agenda. We've seen it with anti-vaxxers walking around with the yellow star that Jews were forced to wear during the Shoah to identify them as Jewish and mark them out for extermination. We've also seen the people trying to protest lockdowns, and we know it's very uncomfortable to sit in front of your television all day while, you know, shopping on Amazon and watching Netflix. You know, that really is a huge infringement on your human rights. It's not nearly as bad as being, you know, rounded up, starved, tortured, beaten, you know, worked to death, shot at, marched to death, you know, gassed and burned, Howard, or maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I just think you're not feeling the pain of the current generation. people feeling marginalized is so very, very difficult and painful, really. Very insensitive.
It is, you know, it's obvious I completely lack empathy there. But, you know, we are having very important discussions around the world on what is tolerance. We're talking about racism. We're talking about issues around several countries' history of colonization. And what really set this off was a tweet by a, we'll call them for want of a better description, organization calling themselves Black Hammer, who say that they are against any form of colonization. I mean, they've had a go at everybody, including, which I find quite bizarre, is they've had a go at the Black Lives Matter movement as well. So basically everybody is...
So they hate everybody in the name of love.
They hate everybody in the name of... That is such a brilliant way of putting it. But they tweeted out that Otto Frank is a colonizer, that he had served in an army that colonized people. You know, for those of you who may not be familiar, Otto Frank is Anne Frank's father. He survived her birth. She and her sister died at Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And they went as far as to say that sales from the book of the diary of Anne Frank. Now, this is an educational tool. This is a tool that has put a very, very human face on the 1.5 million children that were murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust. This has made the Holocaust not abstract for generations, but very, very real, as we saw through the eyes of this young girl who just like every other teenager around the world, discovered boys, went through changes with her body, but also went through this very, very, very horrendous and terrible time in history when she and her family and several others shared a tiny little space in hiding for fear of being caught by the Nazis and summarily rounded up, sent to death camps or concentration camps, which of course is not nearly as bad as watching Netflix and shopping all day, Howard, and ordering pizza. But they've accused the sales from her book as towards funding Palestinian genocide. Now, of course, this has opened up debate and discussion, and you know, neither of us are against debate and discussion, but it's also opened up or given a tailwind to these haters who are looking at any opportunity to exploit the narratives of the Holocaust, to use appropriation to put it towards their really, really despicable agenda that they are pushing. So at the end of the week, it came out that apparently Anne Frank, a 14-year-old girl, is a colonizer.
Well, shame on her. Shame on her. Look, we also heard earlier in the week that Sleeping Beauty is problematic. Was it Sleeping Beauty? Yeah, no, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, because that kiss that saved her life lacked consent. So yeah, we are clearly living in the age of stupid. Rolene, tell us about the Shin Bet report.
Well, this Shin Bet report really goes into quite investigative detail on how the money, how the millions of euros that are donated by many European countries, you know, in the name of humanity, is going towards funding terror. So they've obviously done a deep dive, and you know, if you want to stop terror, you've got to squeeze it off at the tap, which is the finances. So what they've said is that the Popular Front organizations and how they go about this is that they work, or they have a lot of so-called organizations under their roof. We see this with Hamas as well. In fact, Germany banned an organization this week called the Ansar Foundation, who also try to go about the business of raising funds in the name of humanity, but are funding Hamas. And Germany banned them and carried out raids and arrests. But in this case, the PFLP, what they did was they would give fictitious projects. They would say, we're doing this kind of project. They would forge documents and create invoices, to try and motivate that this is a real organization, this is what we're doing. They went as far as to forging bank documents and signatures and doing everything that to the hour would look legitimate. However, with the very, very deep dive done by these forensic investigators, and I really encourage you to read a book called Harpoon by Nitsana Deshan. She goes into great explanation how it was decided here in Israel to look at where the financing is coming from, and in this case we're seeing it bear real fruit, and how the money goes through these so-called organizations with these apparent projects, but is really funneled towards these terror groups to help them procure weapons and build tunnels and carry out these horrendous attacks, which we have seen this week. And one of the direct terror attacks that they can tie to this is the murder of Rena Schnerb, who was killed in August 2019.
That's what makes it so interesting, is that they've actually tied it to something very, very specific. It isn't just the theory around this.
Well, exactly. It goes into absolute specific detail, and you know these terror organizations go to incredible lengths to look legitimate, to hide this horrendous economy of terror scheme that they've got going on, which just gets the cash absolutely funneled. And here you have these countries in the EU, most notably, who really think that they are doing something great for the Middle East, and that, you know, that could open up a whole other discussion, on where their...
Yeah, what the real intention is there.
Well, yeah. Where their real intentions go. But really, this has blown the lid off this wide open.
Has there been a reaction to it?
Well, it's still fresh news, so we haven't heard much coming in from the EU states, but we've heard a lot from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who worked in tandem with the Shabak to get this out, to expose this. You know, we've seen movements in Congress wanting to know exactly where American dollars are going. So I think, as much as this is made public, I think anybody living in an EU state should demand exactly where their tax money is going, and I don't think that most self-respecting citizens want their money going towards terror organizations.
It's almost a wonder that this hasn't happened before, because this has been an accusation for years and years and years, and you actually wonder why there hasn't been this type of, as you've said, deep dive into this kind of a terror funding.
Well, this is a great question. You know, we've been warning for years, this is where the money's going, this is where the money's going. Mm. We saw the Ministry of Strategic Affairs release their terrorist suit saying, you know, these organizations like Hamas and whatever, they use people like Leila Khaled, who you invite onto your campus, you know, for fundraising efforts. Mm. They're using, these are terrorists. Absolutely. These are people responsible for airplane hijackings. So we are seeing this coming out, which I think is going to be very interesting to hear debates in EU country parliaments within the next couple of weeks. And just before I let you go, very, very good news coming in from the US, Australia, now Canada, who will be boycott the 20th anniversary of the Durban conference, which we know was just a ruse to have a massive Israel bashing session.
That is great news, and of course we can follow that up with you next week. It is 8:01. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you on the other side.